Richard Horwitz was a familiar sight as he walked along Yelmwada Avenue. He carried a tattered prayer book. He wore a skull cap.
It's called a yarmulke, which he always wore. He especially liked the bright colors.
He wore a jacket and tie.
He made a very impressive appearance to people, particularly given the circumstances he was in.
Richard Horwitz was an outpatient at the nearby Buffalo Psychiatric Center. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia when he was in his third year of college, a long time ago. His twin brother, Larry, tells us Richard died in his sleep earlier this month. He was 68.
And there's a certain type of relationship that twins have, and I certainly was one who was touched by it in a profound way throughout my life, and I will certainly miss him very much.
I was shocked when I heard.
Hanno's restaurant on Elmwood was one of Richard's favorite hangouts. Manager Roseanne Jones.
He was just the nicest and the smartest man. He'd come in and he would write from the prayers all day. He would have his prayer book with him. My sister used to play in the restaurant here, the 50s and 60s music. The Supremes would be playing, and he would be able to tell her when that album came out. Beautiful, sweet soul.
A few doors down, Richard would sometimes stop in for Sabbath services at Congregation Beth Abraham.
He was a wonderfully sweet person.
Cantor Erwin Gelman.
Again, he would almost always engage in something to do with an intellectual discussion that was very high level.
His brilliance and charisma were apparent even at Bennett High School.
Hi, Rich. I'm Nancy Greenberg.
You knew Richard way back when, yes?
I did. I would say if you had to pick two or three of the top kids, he would have been one of them.
Schizophrenia emerged 3 years later.
It took its toll.
His brother, Larry Horwitz, says the treatments 40 years ago were primitive by today's standards, but medications improved and care at the Buffalo Psychiatric Center helped bring out the best in Richard.
The people who treated him did so with dignity and with respect and gave him a safe and comfortable place to live.
Richard's family and the community gave him the chance to live a full life, and he gave back to them.
What he did for me is to teach me basically how to appreciate every day and how to appreciate every person for what they are.
He had so much humanity. He was such a wonderful, sweet human being.
He was a human being who lives on in the stories they tell along Elmwood Avenue and the questions they ask about caring for others.
Could we have done more for him? Could we do more for people like him?
He made my day, I never knew anybody that was that kind. They were all upset today when we found out that he had passed. We loved Richard.
Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.